glass that were made for me.
Well, I guess it would be, but a woman still, it don't make no difference if a woman has got on slacks. She still don't look like the woman she would if she had a dress on.
Next time I come back here, I'll have on a dress.
I'll tell you what, a woman looks a lot better, just to be plain with you, in dresses. They just actually look nice. Well, they do. I'm just.
Well,
you'd want me to tell you the truth, wouldn't you?
Yes, I want you to tell me the truth. I'm glad to hear that.
A woman is more attractive in a dress than they are in slacks. They look if they've got a dress on, they look like a woman. Really, they look like a real woman. And
I'll have to keep that in mind.
It makes them look a lot nicer. I just tell you the truth. As I've been recommended to you to talk to, why?
Yeah, you've been, yeah. I want you to tell me the truth. That's good. Well, you better tell Margie that too, since she
I do. I tell her that.
He does all the time. He tells me that all the time. But that don't do any good, huh? You still wear slacks. But that's nearly the only thing I got. Fat dresses. Oh, boy. Well,
They'll wonder what the world you're laughing about.
Yeah, we better change the subject here. Now, if you were talking about, if you put two mules together to pull a plow, you'd call that a...
Well, it'd be a double
plow deal. Yeah, would you call it a pair of mules?
Just... Plow and double is what we always called it.
My dad called it a team. You called it a team?
Double. Plowing's what we always called it. I don't know what her daddy called it.
She said he called it a team.
Well, they called it a team of mules, but you're plowing double, plowing single, and plowing double.
Mm-hmm.
See? If you got a double tree on that plow, why, that's double.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call what are those animals that they used to use yokes?
Oxens.
Have you ever seen those around?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Now what do you call a cow when it's first born? You call that a
heifer calf.
And when a cow is about to give birth, you say it's going to.
Well, we say she's swagging.
Swagging. Never heard that. You know that?
No.
Well, when they have a calf, they call that. They say that they're.
Give birth to a calf. They either give birth to a bull calf or a heifer.
Have you ever heard anybody say that? Have you ever said they're fresh? They call that.
Fresh. Yeah, they come fresh. They'll call that coming fresh, and then that's usually what that they say.
Uh-huh.
My daddy called it. So I've got another cow that's just about ready to freshen.
Uh-huh. Oh, your daddy would say it like that.
Yeah.
That's what I
call old Star, old Pied, or old.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, we had one we called Tiny when that I was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And some boys called her Rubberneck, and that made me mad from calling my cow Rubberneck.
Oh.
She was a little bitty, just a little tiny cow. And I'd get a big old 8-pound bucket like that full of milk out of two of her.
Out of a little cow?
Mm-hmm. Out of half. Give the calf half.
Give the calf half. What would you call a male horse?
A male?
Male horse. What do they call them?
Well, we call them stallions.
Now, could you say that in front of a woman?
Well, it did, didn't it?
Yeah, but I mean back in the old days, would they?
My dad.
Well,
what bothered them, what bothered the women, mm-hmm. would be, you call it a stud horse.
Oh, that would be the thing that bothered them.